question was asked, and is the tune that is used for prophets identical with the tune that is used for the Megillot? So, it is different. So I'll give you a short rendition, okay? So, in Torah, we would say, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz ve-aretz ha-et ha-tov v'vo v'choshech al-penei tehom v'ruach Elokim rachefet al-penei ha-mayim. In Navi, so the tune is on a slightly different pitch. Da 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 na da na da na da 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 na da na da Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz ve-ha-aretz ha-et ha-tov v'vo וחושך על פני תהום ורוח אלוקים מרחפת על פני המים. Then we have a tune that's identical for Shir Shirim, Koheles, Ruth. שיר השירים אשר לשלמה ישקני מן שיקות פיהו כי טובים דודיך מיין. וראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ. והארץ הייתה תוהו ובוהו וחושך על פני תהום ורוח אלוקים מרחפת על פני המים. Slightly different pitch. Then you go to Esther, which is a slightly different tune. It's a very different tune. It's a similar structure, but a difference. Vayhi bimei Achashverosh, hu Achashverosh, hamolech meyod uvatkush, sheva ve'slim umeah medina, bereshit bara Elokim, et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz, והארץ הייתה תוהו ובוהו וחושך על פני תהום ורוח אלוקים מרחפת על פני המים. And finally you have the tune of איכה. איכה יושב ודוד העיר רבו סיום היסוקי אלמנו בראשית ברא אלוקים את השמיים ואת הארץ. והארץ הייתה תוהו ובוהו וחושך על פני תהום ורוח אלוקים מרחפת על פני המים. So those are the tunes we have. We have Torah, then we have prophets, then we have Shir Shirim Rus and Koheles, then we have Esther, and then we have Eicha. Now there are three books in Tanakh that have a totally different structure to their tunes, and they have the acronym of Emet, truth, Iyov Mishlei Tehillim. And their form, even the form of the tunes, is totally different. So let's take Ashrei. Tehillah le David, Aromim cha Elokai HaMelech. Vavarcha shimcha l'olam v'ed b'chol yom avarecheka. Yeah, ta-da-da-da, ta-da-da-da-da. V'reshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. V'ha-aretz ha-yeta tov v'avohu v'choshech al p'nei tehom. But it's not true. You can't do it with Bereshis because the structure is very different. These three have a totally different structure than the rest of Tanakh. Iyov, Mishlei, and Tehillim.
Within themselves,
They are generally the same. Some Sfardim and some Taimonim claim there are nuances of difference. Meaning, sometimes the question is, which is the major pause in a Pasuk? Meaning, in all of Tanakh, we know that Etnachta is the major pause in the Pasuk. Bereshit bara Elokim, Etnachta, pause. Et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. We have other tunes that are a more minor pause. They're like almost a comma. You have a colon in a comma or a semicolon in a comma. But in Iyov Mishlei and Tehillim, so some have a tradition that there are slight differences, among other things, differences as to which is the greatest pause in the Pasuk. Now, where you pause in a Pasuk can make a world of a difference. When you read Tehillim, you probably notice that. Okay, it would be a little bit lengthy to explain an example, but as you read Tehillim, you'll notice that it's very blatant.
Right.
Nafla lo tosif kum betulat batzion. Do you say Nafla? She has fallen. Lo tosif kum. She will not get back up. the Virgin of Zion? Or do you say, Nafla lo tosif, she has fallen and will not continue to fall. Arise, the daughter of Zion. Do you put the pause between the word continue and arise? Or do you put the pause after the word arise? She has fallen and will not continue. Arise, the daughter of Zion. Does it mean she has fallen and will not continue to arise, the daughter of Zion? Or does it mean she has fallen and will not continue falling? And it's a commandment. Arise, daughter of Zion. Okay.
Who would be in?
Obviously,
she will not continue.
She will not continue, right? Okay.
Yeah.